It's the Muser's Eye on Fashion. Because, yes, when you think fashion, you think the three of us.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, we are resplendent in our t-shirts and shorts as we come into work. And along those lines, I found this really interesting article about what's going on in Japan. And they follow this guy who is a 53-year-old environmental official in Tokyo. And it was the first day that he decided to ditch his normal slacks and sport coat that he wears to work for a t-shirt and a pair of khaki shorts. And this guy was taking advantage of a new policy by the Tokyo government to allow its workers to wear shorts to the office after many summers of record-breaking heat in that town. And this guy says, everybody says I look younger wearing a t-shirt and shorts. He says, I seem more approachable. I feel like I'm helping relax the whole office. But this is very controversial in Japan, and I'm guessing also in some workplaces here in America. This new policy has prompted a big debate there, and wondering on some sides of the argument, is this proper etiquette? Because one of the big problems, and they may be a little more buttoned down in Japan than we are here, but one of the big problems, a lot of the women have problems with the sight of their colleagues' hairy legs being exposed wearing shorts to the office place.
I'm sure it's jolting for some cultures in some businesses. And I do think that if we had quote-unquote normal jobs, if I sold insurance, if I was in the business world, I would not dress the way I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, when the dot-com movement came along, we did get more casual here. But I still think, I don't think I'd wear what I wear now. And I have a warning. I think I have gone past the age of giving a rip. You know, we've always wondered what that age was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I've passed it.
Giving a rip about what you wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, get ready this winter. I will routinely wear sweats to work.
Oh, my God. You've crossed the Norm Hitzkas line.
Yeah, and a couple times I wore them last year, and I'm going to do that this winter. Just get ready. I'm giving you a fair warning now.
This is news to me because I thought you'd already given up.
Right. Well, I'm just telling you.
I don't know.
At least I had a no sweats thing, but yeah.
That's the final line.
That's the final line. Norm would basically wear pajamas up here.
Yeah, he pretty would. Much.
I wouldn't rule that out.
Tracksuit Jeb.
I don't think I'll ever get to that point. I don't think... So I'm going to...
You just wait. So you don't have that official one after the six. I think once you start putting those bigger numbers after the six, it's like, yeah, whatever.
You would have.
So you think in December when I turn 61, at that point I will give up.
I expect we'll get back from Christmas break and you will be wearing sweats.
I don't think so. Because I'm in a yearly cycle now where... May through October, I wear shorts pretty much everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a nice function. Function's a funny word. And then from November to April, I wear action pants.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wear long, basically khakis or, you know, action pants, the performance pants. Material. I'm going to wear that all winter, and I'm going to wear shorts all summer. But to this guy's point in this article, this Japanese businessman... He says, everyone thinks I look younger. When I wear shorts, I feel like a kid. Like every day when I come to work, I wear a t-shirt and shorts and I have a backpack and I go to my locker here. Yeah, I feel like I'm in ninth grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. Were you a big dog in school?
Hold on, Donnie.
And then in the cooler months when I'm wearing action pants, I feel like a real adult.
Yes.
Yeah, I just know it's blasted hot when we go to work at that parking garage is an oven. It's just...
Well, you're in it for like 3 seconds.
I don't care. What a hard life you live.
I don't care.
The parking garage where you park right next to the elevator that takes you straight to the studio.
Yep. Yep. You're right.
I don't
All
dress,
of that is correct.
I can tell you I don't dress for our parking garage.
Well, I don't either, but I'm just saying you're exposed to the heat there, and yeah, it's 100 here for 2 months. It doesn't matter to me. That someone, oh, that's a real high school. Like, yeah, I'm beyond the point of caring. And I give Gordo some credit. Doesn't matter if it's the middle of July or December. He's got the same uni. He's got jeans, dress shoes.
Yes.
And the only difference is in the summer you will wear short sleeve and you'll have long sleeve in the winter.
Correct.
That's it.
I take the Steve Jobs approach. I wear the same thing every day, so I lighten the cognitive load for my creativity.
It's not a terrible thing. It's one less thing you got to worry about each day.
That's right. Whereas you guys have to lay out your outfits the night before and all that and all that decision making.
No, I want to make it clear. I don't dislike wearing shorts in the summer. I don't care if anybody thinks I look like I'm in high school. I was just observing that that's what I feel like. I feel like a high schooler.
Yeah, I never really
when I wear shorts, t-shirt, backpack, and go to a locker.
Yeah,
and then have recess during commercial breaks. But I love it. That's what I've worn all my life since I was a kid and through college. And luckily we've been in a profession where we didn't have to dress up. In fact, my first day at our old job at KRLD Radio back in 1990, I wore a tie. I had slacks and a dress shirt and a tie.
I can't imagine wearing a tie.
And you know what? And back then, a lot of broadcasters and radio did, even though nobody ever saw them.
Especially the guys in news. They always had a tie on.
But I walked into the sports department, and Chuck Cooperstein was in there on typewriter, and I introduced myself, and he said, "Nice to meet you, welcome," and then did a double take and said, "Lose the tie."
It was a direct order.
Yes, and I did.
Yeah.
And since then, I've pretty much been t-shirt and shorts, and that's great. Yes, you have to be, certain professions require you to dress a certain way, and a lot of guys have to dress up for whatever reason. But I wonder if this trend, because we're seeing it more, dress codes are relaxing more and more. If in Japan they're wearing shorts and a t-shirt to work, that tells you something. Here, yes, dress codes have come down and, you know, you don't have to wear a suit and tie anymore. You can wear a t-shirt and some khakis to work. That trend started maybe 20 years ago, but we've even seen it in sports. Did you ever think we'd see caddies wearing shorts or, you know, PGA players? Are we going to have them all wearing shorts at some point?
Yeah, they do in the practice rounds. I think yes, we will see that someday. And we'll look back and, man, they used to make those guys wear slacks. I think we will go there. How casual basketball coaches are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're dressing down. America is more and more dressing down. There is a fine line, though, isn't there? If you're going to wear shorts to the workplace, there's that line between what is a short and what is a bathing suit. You know, there are a lot of shorts now that almost double as bathing suits. They may not have a liner in them, but they don't have pockets.
You could also wear them feminine.
I think most bathing suits now are basically cargo shorts with a liner in them. The ones that I use always have that, and they're long. They go down to almost your knees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the bathing suits of old.
Yeah, they've got big pockets on them in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got a pair of shorts, and they're, I guess they would be gym shorts, but they don't have a liner, but they look exactly like a bathing suit with the drawstring.
Yeah.
But I can't wear those to work.
No, you can't wear nut huggers to work.
That's the other thing. Shorts are getting shorter. The style used to be, you know, like a 10-inch length that goes down to your knee or covers your knee. And now the trend is more like a 6-inch or 8-inch. It's just a little shorter, exposing more leg. And guys are going that way. That's the trend now. I don't know that we're going back to John Stockton nut huggers. But shorts are definitely getting shorter.
Yes. And I don't know if that's a good thing. For the women's, has it got a little less formal in the workplace? Or if you're in the professional world, it's still skirt or dress, isn't it?
I think
slacks.
Yes, I think women like dressing up for work.
Yeah, it's still
different
more formal
fashion and everything. It's fun to be a woman
because the casual
You've
wear for
told us that.
Casual wear for women is now all yoga pants,
right?
And they can't do that at work. At least very few have made that leap. So they don't have that t-shirt and shorts thing to fall back on like guys do.
Yeah.
Just wear leggings
Is that
and
fair?
Scrubs top.
That they're held to a different standard?
Yeah, I think it's fair. Some other trends in men's fashion. I've feared this for a long time because I think the 90s were probably the worst time for fashion because every man wore an XXL shirt, t-shirt, golf shirt, polo, whatever it was. They were just giant. We were swimming in them, and pants were really baggy. Guess what? Shirts and sweatshirts in particular and pants, khakis, are making the bigger comeback. They're getting a little roomier, a little baggier, and I think that's a bad direction to head.
Yeah, that along with the we had a lot of bad prints too. You know, the prints on the shirts.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Look at some of those old cowboy sideline shirts from the 90s. Those,
yeah.
And the Bills, and those weren't good. And I wonder if that, it all goes in cycles. It'll all come back at some point.
Colorful socks are the 2026 trend for men, seeing them wearing bright socks, colored socks. And taller socks are the trend. We've gone back to taller socks. For years, I wore the no-sock look,
yeah,
where it was just a little slip-on. You couldn't see any sock. But one day, I was looking around, and I noticed that more and more, especially the younger guys, are wearing taller socks. They're going back to, you know, not up to your knees, but right, maybe mid-calf.
It's That's seen as a real boomer thing to be wearing the no-sock look.
Yes.
And all the stuff that, when we were younger, that we thought was cool, this is never going out of style, man.
Right.
Now that marks you the same way that the old man who was mowing the yard in dress socks, right, used to be, yes, made fun of. Now that's a lot cooler than mowing the yard in your ankle socks.
So I made that switch this year. You guys may have noticed. I now wear the mid-calf
sock. Yeah, I haven't even noticed.
And I got rid of all of my no-look socks.
I think either.
Do you still
fine.
Push them down and bunch them down?
No, I don't do that. I pull them all the way up.
Yeah, I still like the short sock look. Again, beyond the point of caring, I heard Corby talking about that his boys are, you know, they wear the long socks like we, mm-hmm, used to back in the 70s. And yeah, you got your head handed to you if you were wearing long socks once the short sock thing came about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't do it.
No.
I wore jeans on vacation for the first time in 7 or 8 years.
And
yeah, it's
great.
I was going to go out and do some heavy yard work, tree trimming and things like that, and I just wanted to wear something covering my legs. And my wife said, "Are those jeans?" I said, "Yeah, ever since discovering action pants, I've completely left jeans behind." And they were comfortable, but I had no desire to keep wearing them after that.
Yeah, I hate jeans in the summertime.
Why? It's so great. Durable material. Hot. Great for doing yard work.
It's a winter thing, but summertime it leads to swamp crotch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We know that you are suffering from swamp crotch here in July.
Every landscaping crew, all those guys wear long pants.
Yeah, they have swamp crotch.
And they wear long sleeve shirts. And they wear the bandit mask. They wear the face covering.
I think a lot
How
of
do
that
they
is,
do that?
I think a lot of it is protection, but I think at least the long sleeves and pants, I think that's to keep the sun off them.
Yes.
Well, yes, that's protection from the sun. Mm-hmm. What's the other kind of protection, though?
What do you mean, like a condom?
No, I'm saying why would they be wearing all that long stuff if it's not just for sun protection?
Well, if you're cutting branches or you're weed eating, you know, it keeps you from
getting
cuts and stuff like that, yeah.
Bugs, keeps bugs off you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Skeeters. Yeah, got a lot skeeters. Of those.
Skeeters get me through a shirt every single time.
I know. God, I hate them.